CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, well, hi, Betsy. Where's your mother?
She's in the bedroom with Aunt Effie, the package.
Oh, good. We're leaving Rome tonight.
Where are we going?
Well, where would you like to go?
Oh, gee, Daddy, I'd like to go home. I'm tired of traveling.
No, you are. I thought you liked to travel.
I do, but I don't know. When I'm home, I want to go places, and when I go places, then I wish I were home.
Yeah, well, honey, you're learning about life. That's just about the way it is with all of us. So, you'll be happy to know that we are at last going home.
Really? Tonight?
Well, I hope so. I've made plane reservations and then canceled them so often that I just hope we got them tonight.
Is that you, dear?
No, it isn't.
No, honestly, you two. But you had a business appointment, honey. You said you might even have to go back to Naples.
Well, my love, I am all through. My business trip to Europe is over. You will be happy to know...
We're going home.
Oh,
we're going home.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness, going home. When?
Tonight. I got the tickets. Here they are. We're flying home flight number 610 at 8 o'clock and arriving at Idlewild Airport, New York, tomorrow morning at about 7:30, I think.
Going home. Dear, it seems that we just got to Europe.
3.5 months ago.
Oh.
Well, we thought we were going Friday and we'd started to pack, so I guess I better call Alvin and I guess
well,
we better finish.
I got to pack and check with the airline.
See, isn't it funny? I want to go home, but I don't want to go home.
I know just how you feel, Mommy, but don't worry. We'll like it once we're home.
Yes, I know we will, darling. Come on, then. Let's finish packing.
Here's Dorothy Collins.
Crochet makes your hands feel so wonderfully young, exciting you young every day. Crochet.
How can you keep your hands looking young? Use new formula Trouchet. Hands hurt by the ravages of water, weather, and work. Get quick help from Trouchet with its special healing action. Trouchet with silicones forms a light protective screen between your skin and the elements. Under that screen, Trouchet's beauty oils moisturize and soften. Trouchet, the only leading popular priced hand lotion with silicones.
Trouchet, every day, use Trouchet.
Extra room in your suitcase?
No, I do not have any extra room in my suitcase.
Well, I seem to have twice as much stuff as I left home with 3 months ago, even after mailing a box of clothes home 2 weeks ago.
Have you any extra room in your suitcase?
No, Aunt Effie, I just asked him that. Are you having trouble, too?
Well, I just don't know where to put everything.
Now, look, whatever you do, don't forget to put things that you bought in Europe all in one place in your suitcase, preferably near the top.
Why?
Why? For the customs when we get to New York. It's a lot easier if you got everything in one place.
Fine time to tell me.
Why?
Because I took the perfume we bought in Paris and wrapped things around each one so the bottles were well protected. Oh, honestly.
Well, now, you don't unpack the whole suitcase.
Well, honey, I would rather. I don't want the customs man going through everything and just making one big jumble. So I stand there at the counter with my clothes all over the place, and then I have to repack the whole suitcase.
Well, that's probably what would happen.
Well, I'd better repack my suitcase then, too, because that's exactly what I did. I certainly hope we bought enough presents for everybody.
I do have a feeling we left out somebody.
If we have to repack anyhow, why don't we go over the list again?
Yes.
While we have the things spread out on the bed and just check the list.
Yes, yes, fine.
No, look, we do not have time to do all that. We have to leave here in time to have dinner somewhere and get out to the air terminal by 7:30 at the latest. So we can get checked in out there.
Why don't you finish your packing and then get out from underfoot? You just make me nervous standing around saying, hurry up.
Well, yes. I thought you had some things you had to do.
Well, I do, I do. I want to check with my agency here again. I have to... Oh, I made a list of last-minute things to do. Now, where'd I put the list?
When are we going to be home?
Well, we'll be in New York tomorrow, then stay overnight because Daddy has to stop at our head office there, and then we'll fly on home and be there probably in the afternoon sometime.
Let's get our presents together, Aunt Effie, and check our list. I just have a feeling that we have forgotten somebody.
Well, that's impossible, Aunt Effie. We must have.
No, let's check again. There should be 11 perfumes.
Well, that's right. I've got 11 perfumes. Mm-hmm. Elner, Myra, Anne, Marcia, Elsa. Well, 7 of my friends, and then perfume for 3 cousins.
You mean cousins on your side?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Phyllis, Marilyn, and Barbara. Now, that's 10 perfumes. Who's the 11th for?
I thought you were giving that to Martha.
Oh, yes, Aunt Martha. Now, do you have perfume for her, too?
No. I put her down for one of those lovely scarves I got in Paris.
Hmm? Well, you only bought 3 scarves. I thought they were for Mrs. Houston and Aunt Edith and your friend, Miss Jensen.
Yes. Oh, my heavens. I've got 4 people down for scarves and only 3 scarves.
I thought you decided to give Aunt Martha one of those lovely silver pins you bought in Florence. That's what you said.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, dear, I'm so mixed up. Do I have enough silver pins? I only bought 4 of those, and I'm sure I planned them for some others. Yes, here, Josephine.
Who's that?
Oh, it's my sister-in-law, Edgar's wife, the ones you've never met. They live in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And I got her down for a silver pin and one for your mother.
Oh, you don't have to give my mother anything. No, none. Look, I'm bringing her back perfume and a cashmere sweater and a leather handbag I'm saving for Christmas.
No, I want to give your mother something.
Well,
and the other 2 pins are for Helen Lauder, that very good friend of mine in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is for Esther Wheeler. I went to school with her.
Well, you certainly have to take something back to Aunt Martha, something nice. I was sure you said you put her down for silver pin, Aunt Effie.
Well, I got mixed up. Oh, dear. Well, I know what I'll do. I just won't send Josephine a pin. I never see them anyhow. Besides, I've never really liked her very much, and the pins cost $6.50.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I think that's too much to spend on somebody you don't see and don't care too much for anyhow.
Definitely, I do, too. I'll give the extra pin to Martha, then.
Yeah. Well, the point is, have we bought nothing for Dorothy?
Well, apparently I didn't. We certainly talked about it.
I know that we talked about it everywhere. I have nothing, absolutely just nothing.
Well,
I thought that we
got... What's the matter? Aren't you 2 packed yet?
Darling, we have nothing for your sister.
No, nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Good God, don't worry about that. It is too late now. It's too late for that.
Well, too late, darling. Well, we'll just have to stop somewhere, some store, on the way to the airport and buy something.
Yes.
You know what you're talking about. Stop somewhere. We haven't got any time to go shopping.
We certainly have to have something for Dorothy. You know how she is.
For the love of Mike, you 2, look at this. You got a bed piled high here with stuff that you bought for 3 months.
Well,
give her one of these bottles of perfume that you have planned for somebody else.
We have everything listed right here. These are just small bottles of perfume
for
friends and cousins.
Yes.
Now, you know your sister. She has to have something special.
Mm. You know, Dorothy, she's the worst person in the world to shop for, which is probably why we never found anything that was just right.
Give her some perfume.
Well, we can't, dear. When we're giving your folks cashmere sweaters and your mother a leather handbag, why, Dorothy's feelings would be so hurt.
Look, Dorothy wouldn't be happy if you brought her the Eiffel Tower. It wouldn't be high enough, or it wouldn't be the right color.
I know
Dorothy.
Well, I always have to fuss over what to buy her. Oh, dear, why is it the people who are the least appreciative you always fuss more over than the people who love anything you give them?
Look, that's what I said. Just give her some perfume and let her go.
Oh, you can't do that, dear. Dorothy will expect something special.
Yes, she will, dear. She will. She won't speak to us. Who knows?
We'll
have to stop somewhere. Now, we'll find a store, and you and Betsy sit in the taxi while Aunt Effie and I run in.
Sit in a taxi? What?
Dear,
I'll get it.
Be a minute, dear.
Why is it no matter how much time we have, we're always rushing our
crazy. Of course, the point is, Aunt Effie, we'll dash in some store now and spend 3 times as much on Dorothy as we should.
Not only that, dear, but we're out of Italian money, which means we'll have to cash a traveler's check.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll have a whole lot of lira on our hands when we get back to the States.
Yes. What's the matter? Come on.
No reservation.
What?
Secretary in our office misunderstood yesterday. She thought I was confirming our reservation. Isn't that right? Told her to do it.
You mean we're not flying home tonight?
I don't know. The airline's being very nice. They said to come on out there. Maybe they could get us on.
I want to go home.
So do I, and maybe we will. Now, don't start bawling, please, boy. I tell you, I try to organize things. Hello, Miss Golini. Now, look, you call the airline, and you tell them.
Yeah. this miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan, the amazing three-layer tablet now bringing real relief from cold, misery, and sinus congestion to millions. Dristan decongestion tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of cold's infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan's decongestant reaches all congested areas, shrinks all swollen membranes, relieves pressure and pain. An exclusive anti-allergen helps keep breathing passages dry and clear. Pain relievers reduce body aches, fever, and vitamin C helps build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. There's nothing, nothing like Dristan. So for real relief from cold, misery, and sinus congestion, accept only Dristan decongestant tablets.
Seatbelt, Mommy. The sign is on.
Yes, I am, dear.
Well, we made it anyhow.
Oh, something wrong with you, dear?
No. I should be resigned to it by this time. I guess I just can't get used to this madcap way of living that you and Aunt Effie seem to thrive on.
Well, we made the plane, didn't we? It hasn't taken off yet.
No, but it does take a minute or so to pull the steps away and close the door. Why? After the airlines knocked themselves out to get us all seats on another flight, you and Aunt Effie had to go shopping so that the taxi driver nearly kills us all getting us out here, screeching to a stop with officials waiting at the door, people rushing us through to the
plane. Look what we got, Dorothy. Huh? Let me show you. A white wool stole with gold metallic threads.
Yeah.
Just lovely. Oh, I hope she likes it.
Daddy, fasten your seatbelt.
Oh, yes, I am, Betsy, honey. I'm just catching my breath.
Oh, honey, it's been the most wonderful European trip. I can't believe we're flying home.
No, I can't either. I never thought we'd make the plane.
Well, stop it.
Okay, all right.
Well, I'm not sure I like flying over the ocean at night.
Don't think about it, Aunt Effie.
Oh, just imagine. We'll be in New York at 8 in the morning. Golly, it just doesn't seem possible, does it? It's incredible.
Why, Daddy?
Well, I mean, darling, it's so far in such a short time.
It's not so far, Daddy. It's not as far as the moon. That's where I'm going when I grow up, to the moon.
Oh, you are.
Oh, boy, by that time she probably will, too.
Oh, good heavens. I just thought.
What?
We bought Dorothy a wool stool, and she's allergic to wool.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, the heck with that. Here we go, 3,000 miles across the Atlantic on our way to home sweet home.
See you there.
Oh, Aunt Effie.
Home, oh, there's no place like home.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Sarah Hartman, speaking.